It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Now that the fall college term is well underway, you'll recognize the wisdom in these words from your friends.
Listen to this, Molly. Here's an article in the paper that says the average man with a college education will earn $100,000 more in his lifetime than a man without college.
$100,000, McGee?
Yep.
Well, for goodness sakes.
It sure is.
Sure is what, dearie?
For goodness sake, just like you said.
Oh.
Thanks to the goodness of a good many mothers and dads and the Prudential Swell Education Fund plan, a lot of kids are going to find the road to success a lot less bumpy than it often is.
Just a minute, McGee. What's all this about the Prudential's education plan?
I was just going to tell the folks, Molly. It's an education plan provided by the Prudential Insurance Company, and it's the sure and easy way for you parents to cover your youngsters' college expenses when the time comes. With this plan, you can start building that education fund now, little by little, over the years. And if anything happens to you before junior's ready for college, well, the Prudential pays the amount in full.
Well, that certainly makes sense, friends. It's the surest way I know to start your youngsters on the road to success. So call your Prudential agent tomorrow. He'll be glad to tell you about an education fund plan for your children. My, that Bon-Ton is crowded this afternoon. I'm glad to get out of there and head for home.
Yeah. Car's down this way.
Oh, say, wait till I tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. I ran into Mrs. Spradley trying on dresses on the third floor. And you know how she goes around telling everybody she wears a size 12?
No, no, she never mentioned that to me.
Well, when I bumped into her in the Bon-Ton, she was trying a size 18.
No.
18, mind you. And it was tight, too.
Well, heavenly days. I just can't wait to tell that to the boys at the bowling alley.
Oh, now you're just... Oh, hello, Monica. Monica Miller. Seems like everybody in town is downtown today. I ran into at least six people I know.
Well, if it isn't Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Hello.
For goodness sakes, dearie, look who's here.
Hi, boy. Molly was just saying how we've been running into everybody we know. Well, how's it going?
Well, everything's strictly copacetic. How are you folks?
Fine. Sure crowded downtown today, ain't it?
Crowded? I came down by bus and traffic was moving so slow that they got a deal where for half fare you can get out and walk alongside the bus.
Oh?
I told that to the driver and laugh. Didn't even crack a smile. I think they got orders not to pay attention to anybody.
Yeah, they must have. Same thing happens to me, though. I guess for the safety of the passengers, they gotta not laugh or else they...
Dearie, I hate to be impolite, but it's getting late.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I gotta get going myself. Nice seeing you folks.
Yeah, nice bumping into you, boy.
Oh, by the way, did you get that thing fixed, Mr. McGee?
Huh?
You know, the last time I saw you, you said that...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's all took care of.
Well, good. I was going to say I'd tend to it myself for you, but as long as you already...
Oh, yeah, thanks, just same. Thanks. It's all okay now.
Well, take care of yourself. Bye, Miss McGee.
Bye. Give our regards to the family.
Yeah, tell the wife hello for us. Who the heck is that guy, Molly?
Who is he?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you stand here on the street talking to a man with your arm around his shoulder and you don't know him?
I know him all right. I just don't know who he is.
Oh, well, that's different.
Well, who is he?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Huh? My gosh, you mean you...
Come on, let's go home.
What? Could be somebody from the Elks.
Watch it, McGee. You nearly ran into that bus.
Oh, I'm sorry, kiddo. I'm trying to place that guy we ran into a while ago. Must be somebody... Oh, I know who he is.
Good.
Remember what he said about getting something fixed?
Yes.
That's the clue. Remember that parking ticket I got?
Which one?
Last month outside of Wong's restaurant. The one I took to that influential friend of mine at City Hall who sent me to his nephew's brother-in-law. You don't think that could be...
His nephew's brother-in-law?
No, the clerk behind the window that you gave the $5 to when we paid the fine. The shade was halfway down,
no, you know. No, McGee, that clerk was a woman.
Yeah, that's right, he was.
Here's our turn.
Boy, this thing sure is annoying.
Here's our turn, McGee.
Something like this on your mind, you just... What'd you say, Molly?
I said stop the car and back up. We missed our turn.
Oh, Oh, I'll go around the block. You see what I mean? This is awful. I wish we'd never run into that guy.
Me too, and he looks so familiar. Well, it's somebody we know.
Sure it is. Must be a real good friend of mine from the way we slapped each other on the back, him and me.
Mm-hmm.
Dead ratted anyway. I won't get a minute's rest till I remember. Hey, I know what I'll do.
What?
I'll drop you off at the house, then I'll drive over and see Doc Gamble.
We don't need a doctor. We need a detective.
Most of our friends are patients of Doc's, and he'll know that guy.
Say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know who that man is.
Well, who?
No. Now that I think of it, he's bald. Anyway, he's out of town.
Who?
Oh, you know. I forget his name. You know, the man we met the time we went to the... with those people from...
Never mind. I got one guy to worry about already. Let's not start out on another one. You hop out and run on in the house, and I'll go check with Doc Gamble. I'll remember that friend of mine's name if I have to ask everybody in town.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
These grilled lamb chops, are they delicious?
And this barbecued beef. Oh, it's sensational.
Gosh, Peggy, I wish I could grill and barbecue at home, but my old range just won't do it.
Then, Nancy, why don't you look at a new RCA estate?
Oh?
Mine grills and bakes and barbecues all at once. Why, it's the most wonderful range I've ever...
That's right, ladies. With a new RCA estate range, you can turn out the recipes you've always dreamed of. There's a deluxe gas model with all these wonderful RCA features. Built-in griddle, barbecue or meat oven, balanced heat bake oven, finger-lift broiler, and so many more. You can choose from 20 new RCA estate ranges, either gas or electric, to suit your own cooking preference. See RCA estate ranges at your dealers now.
Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
I came over to see if you can think who this guy is, Doc. Sort of a tall, thin guy, dark-complected, and wearing a top coat with a mustache.
Have you checked the dry cleaners?
The dry cleaners?
Yeah. There can't be many top coats around with mustaches, and I'm sure if they have a customer like that...
Oh, cut it out, Fatso. This is serious. Gee whiz, if I don't remember who this guy is, it'll drive me daffy. The way I figured, he's probably a patient of yours.
How you figure that?
Well, he's a friend of mine, whoever he is, and I recommend all my friends when they need a doctor to come to you.
Well, thank you.
And this guy must have been to see you because he looked awful.
What?
I was just kidding, Docie. Come on, think, boy. I'll describe him again.
Uh-huh.
He's about 40, maybe a little older, with icy blue eyes and a sort of a hunted look, which ain't hard to understand if you've heard the kind of jokes he tells. He's got a kind of a weak chin, you know, like...
sort of a happy, carefree type with warm brown eyes and a strong chin. Doesn't sound like anyone you know. Well, he's probably some very good friend of McGee's because I know we know him. He looks so familiar. Yes, you know how annoying a thing like this can be. I've got the man's name right on the tip of my mind. Yes. Well, thanks anyhow, Mabel. Bye.
It's me, kiddo.
Well, I hope you found out who the man is, because I've called everybody in town and...
No, Doc Gamble didn't know, and neither did Kramer at the drugstore, and I even described him to Cora at Walt's Small Shop.
What did Cora say?
She said from my description, he either sounded like Mort Toops or Zazu Pitts. Frankly, I think the whole thing is ridiculous. Let's forget it.
Well, I'll second that motion.
Sure, so we meet a guy on the street that knows us, so what?
That's what I say.
Lots of people knows us. We're going to go worry about every guy that stops to yell hello, we'd be in a heck of a mess.
You're right.
Yes, sir. Sure wish I knew who that guy is. Molly. Molly. You asleep?
Momentarily, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Still trying to think who the man was, are you?
Yeah, but you keep sleeping. Let me worry about it.
Glad to.
Said something about, did I ever get it fixed? Suppose he's the mechanic I had the hassle with over our washing machine and... No. That guy promised to kill me next time he saw me. This guy was friendly.
Yes.
Well, I'll think of him. Don't you worry about it. You sleep. I'll work it out. Just close your little eyes.
Thank you.
Fred Krupp. Because the first thing Fred would have said was, how about that five you owe me? Anyway, Fred's in Philly because...
Dearie.
I woke you up again, didn't
it's I? It's not your fault. I guess I'm just not a light sleeper.
Not a light sleeper?
Yes, I can't sleep with the light on.
Oh, that. Yeah, I forgot the light. I meant to turn it off after I looked up those names in our address book, but...
Oh, look, McGee, it's 4 a.m. Let's get a couple of hours sleep anyway, please.
I'll turn the light out. You go on back to sleep. I won't disturb you anymore.
Where are you going?
Well, I can't sleep anyway. I'm going to go downstairs and fix myself a sandwich, see if I can figure out who the heck that guy was. I'll get it yet. I'm getting closer all the time. I've already eliminated all our relatives and friends, and now I'm down to enemies, and...
Oh, close the door. If this isn't the silliest...
Poor kid. She's as restless about this thing as I am. It's just so annoying to have a guy that you know the guy, just as well as you know any guy you know, to have a guy like that's name slip my mind like this. It's just ridiculous to keep me awake like this, but... Maybe if I put on a pot of coffee and think hard... Sounds like somebody in our backyard. Oh, it's time for the milkman already. Gee whiz, I've been up all... Hey, quiet out there. My wife's trying to sleep. Now look, Mulligan, what's the big idea falling all over?
You told me you got this back step fixed, McGee. That board is as loose as it ever was. And I'm going to put these busted quartz on your bill again every time you...
Hey, Molly, it's him. Hey, Molly, it's our milkman. That's who it was downtown, Mulligan the milkman. They ought to make them guys walk around town in their uniforms. How'd they expect people to recognize them in civvies? If this ain't the silly...
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Well, my dear, it looks like the 400 is down to 399.
What do you mean, my dear?
Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Today, the top farmers in the country are producing twice as much and making twice as much money. Farming is changing, and changing for the better. And it's the aim of Country Gentleman to help every farmer get the most and best out of his farm. So in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, makes the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 150 eggs from every hen and loses money. A better farmer gets 200 eggs and makes money. Subscribe to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So that's who the man was, our milkman.
Yeah. You remember the time a thing like this happened to Uncle Dennis?
No, I don't think I do.
It was down in front of Grogan's Grill on Oak Street. He stood there talking to a guy for 40 minutes, and he couldn't place the guy to save his life.
Well, it's very provoking.
Luckily, I came along and told him who he was talking to.
Who?
A mirror. He said the face looked familiar, but...
Never mind.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Jess Kirkpatrick as the milkman. Well, getting dressed for a costume party occupies the McGees tomorrow night. There's lots of fun, so be with us then. This is John Wall saying goodnight.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.